18 million stories make up the treasure trove that is the Australian Museum. I'm Frank Howarth, Director of the Museum. Come with me while we bring to life one of those stories. We're standing here in the Dangerous Australians exhibit at the Australian Museum. But there's one very dangerous Australian animal that unfortunately we don't have on display, partly because this animal is very rare. We do have some of the deposits, scats as they're known, of these animals, and these scats do contain bone fragments of the prey of these animals. So we know a little bit about them. We know certainly that they're carnivorous, but it's only relatively recently when we've had a number of attacks on bushwalkers in particular in certain areas, we've started to build a picture of what this animal is. It's been known to some extent by legend. I mean, we've heard stories about escaped tigers in the bush and various other animals, and we think this particular animal that we're missing here at the Australian Museum may be the source of some of those rumours about a dangerous animal. And they're known as drop bears. The reason they're known as drop bears is pretty obvious once you study their mode of attacking. They drop from trees onto their prey. The scientific name of the drop bear is Phylarctus plummetus. These animals are a fairly fierce, carnivorous Australian native animal directly related to koala bears. The drop bear, we understand from these rare reports of attacks, are probably the size of a small leopard, a large dog, so weighing 20 or 30 kilos. They will generally sit in a tree for quite a long period of time, quite still, difficult to see, even though they have a sort of orangey plumage, but we think that may be an evolutionary trait because of the type of tree that they were habituated to sitting in. They'll wait till a likely target animal passes underneath and then they simply drop, in some cases quite a few metres, straight out of the tree onto their prey, and they're likely to grab it round the neck and eventually drag the prey down. And sometimes the prey is small enough to be then taken up into trees. In terms of human reports, it would appear that Aboriginal Australians were extremely good at avoiding drop bears, so we have no reports in Aboriginal culture of drop bears. However, it would seem that from more recent reports by a number of bushwalkers who've been dropped on, that one of the other unusual characteristics of drop bears is that the bushwalkers are almost 100% very fair skin, something about the way they walk and where they are. I think there's some sort of affinity of a drop bear to a certain type of bushwalker or backpacker, but the lesson here is, should you find the carcass of a drop bear, please let us know, because we don't have a whole drop bear in the collection. And the other thing is to be very careful when you're out bushwalking. It pays to look up. Now, particularly if your heritage is Irish, look up.